a Tuesday morning sports bar. I mean, maybe if there's a sponsor, you know, once all the whole band of sponsors want to sponsor us every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we could. Well, the bar could, we could be 24/7, you know.
Well, and there's enough sport to keep us going as well.
Oh, isn't there? Well, certainly when there's major tennis on, like overnight.
Yeah.
If our listeners are waking up thinking, oh, it'd be good if one of them won, like Tomic or Kyrgios, sadly, nah. Bernard Tomic, pretty disappointing against a little-known French opponent. And Nick Kyrgios, I don't want to use the word, pisses me off, or the expression, but I was really disappointed. He went down to Andy Murray. Now, that's no shock. But then after the match, saying, oh, I don't love tennis, and this came on the back of recording his entourage retarded the other day. And
yeah.
It's just, here was a chance, Nick Kyrgios, going into the second week, be liked by Australian sports fans, and it's gone the other way. If there's anyone still sticking up for him, they're dead set throw their hands up this week. And to say you don't love tennis, I mean, this bloke has been blessed with talent. Blessed with talent. He can really play. It's just not coming through.
You could leave a bucket of prawn heads in the sun and they would stink less than his attitude. He's just, it's so hard. And we, as Australians, want to follow our Australian athletes.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt the Australian sports fan by and large admires humility, humble competitors, but they love competitors. They just love competitors. And while Leighton Hewitt, you know, he didn't float our boat all the time.
Mm.
Everyone, even the people who didn't like him necessarily personality-wise, they admired his competitive nature. And too often with Tomic and Kyrgios, we just don't see it. And they're going to be on the scene for a little while unless something drastic goes on. And I'm afraid they're 0 out of 10 on the like meter. They really are. They're 0 out of 10.
Having said that, let's go to the women's draw, though. And Serena's through. And she's 35. You keep forgetting that she's obviously getting on a little bit now for tennis years.
Mm. She can do what Djokovic can't. I mean, that's where the men's draw had opened up because Novak Djokovic knocked out by Sam Querrey, the American. But Serena Williams powering along. Venus is still there too. But Serena, how many aces and winners did she serve in her most recent game? I mean, a match, it was a huge amount. So she's on form, looking to win in white at Wimbledon again.
Okay, let's head to a good news story, shall we? And in the golfing world, Greg Chalmers finally wins in America.
Yeah, that's right. The lefty, Greg Chalmers, he sort of waddles like a duck. but he's a sort of bloke, we've said it about Peter Senior in the past, you'd say the same about Greg Chalmers. He strikes me as the sort of bloke you could just go up and have a beer with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's been a really good golfer on the Australian Tour, as we know. He's been playing in America for over 16 years. So he's been a solid player, never won. Yep. Like, we're talking getting up towards 400 starts and never won. Now, while the World Golf Championship event was on, there was also a tour event on, the Barracuda Championship, which was not for $1 million-plus prize purse, but it was for over $500,000 first prize, and Greg Chalmers won. So for status, it still counts as a full-blooded tour win, even if the prize money's not quite the same. So I think at, 43, Greg Chalmers, you know, it's just an effort in persistence. And I think everyone, you know, raise a glass for Greg Chalmers today for his win yesterday.
Now, I'm boycotting croissants and anything else French today because France has ended Iceland's dream run in the Euro 2016.
We might never see the likes of it again. 5-2, unusual scoreline, 4-0 first half, and it was almost like it wasn't death by a thousand cuts. It was all over pretty swiftly.
Yeah.
And I suppose that is, look, they've gone remarkably well. It is still a fairy tale story with. And in some ways, you might be able to say it's had a fairy tale ending. The fact that they got through qualifying, then knocked out England. So, you know, how many fairy tales could you have? It was still a great story. But France now on home soil would be thinking, this is our time.
Now, he's been on the fringe. We've discussed this. Will he ever get his gig in State of Origin? And Gavin Cooper's got the call up, which is just fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a really strong word from Kevin Walters yesterday. He said, you know, we're talking about planning for the future. Gavin Cooper's the best candidate once Papali pulled out. Don't worry about his age. Matter that he's 30. He's the best candidate, so we'll pick him. We're not going to just blood some, you know, rookie, you know, 21, 22-year-old.
Yep.
Cooper deserves to be picked. I just wish New South Wales had that mentality. at times I think we would have had a better series, and maybe over the years would have had better series a number of times. Just pick the best players available. And anyway, Gavin Cooper's in for the Bird. Nate Miles is back from injury. They're thinking, it hasn't been announced, but probably Nate's farewell to Origin. As we know, it's Corey Parker's.
Yes.
But certainly Nate Miles. And down here in New South Wales, where they're raving about James Tedesco's inclusion, he should have been there in game two. I think it's an admission of we stuffed up by picking him for game three, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, Vossie, have a great week, and we'll catch up with you on Friday.
Well, 4 games of NRL, we'll talk about them Friday.